I'm Bill Price, vaccinating America.
The light at the end of the tunnel is actually growing brighter and brighter.
That is our top story at 5. Today, President Biden set a new target for the country.
Our goal by July 4th is to have 70% of adult Americans with at least one shot and 160 million Americans fully vaccinated.
The president says he's also reallocating COVID-19 vaccine from states with low demand to places where there's high demand for the shot. A COVID shot for the kids. Pfizer expected to greenlight the expansion of its COVID vaccine to children ages 12 to 15. Dr. David Agus teaches medicine at USC.
Hope is we'll have an answer this week, and then the next group will be ages 5 through 12, and that data should be available sometime in the early summer.
If Pfizer gets the go-ahead, middle and high schoolers could start getting the vaccine later this month. The New York Times, meantime, says America may never achieve herd immunity because of COVID variants and vaccine hesitancy.
The variant fear is a big problem. It's creating a distorted perception of risk out there.
Dr. Marty McCary at Johns Hopkins University.
San Francisco had 27 cases yesterday. Are they at herd immunity? If they're still in a state of emergency with 27 cases, mostly asymptomatic, we're going to be in this forever. And I think we got to, at some point, move on and recognize we're below seasonal flu levels.
New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut will lift COVID capacity restrictions in a couple of weeks. Pennsylvania will do it on Memorial Day. And in Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis has lifted all restrictions in the Sunshine State.
We are over a year into this. Folks that are saying that they need to be policing people at this point, if you're saying that, you really are saying you don't believe in the vaccine.
The executive order in Florida means you no longer have to socially distance or use face masks in public. Rolling out the welcome mat.
This is a crisis. Out of control.
President Biden has quadrupled the cap on refugees allowed into this country. It used to be 15,000 a year under Donald Trump. Today, it's over 60,000.
I think he's doing tremendous harm to these families who are coming here with hope and want to come to the United States of America, but are being put in the hands of cartels. And many, many children are dying along the way and suffering horrific abuses as they come to this country.
That's RNC Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel. The refugee cap expected to double again by October. Pennsylvania Congressman Glenn Thompson says it's open season at the southern border, and it's only going to get worse.
The majority of American citizens know that. 75%, three-quarters of Americans, when asked, feel that the border issue, his mismanagement of the border, is a significant problem or a crisis.
Congressman Thompson says it's wrong for Biden to blame his predecessor for the disorder at the border.
Just go back 12 months. The border was under control. American families were safer. Those who were seeking asylum, it was being handled in a much different way. You know, the Mexican government was engaged in a very positive way. The wall was under construction. That all changed with President Biden.
Congressman Thompson says what most Americans don't realize is that they're still paying for the border wall, even though it's not being built. Today, former President Trump launched a new communications platform, which he will eventually be able to communicate directly with his followers. The move comes as Facebook gets set to decide tomorrow whether or not to allow the ex-pres back onto its platform. Here's Missouri Senator Josh Hawley.
All of this nonsense, this is ridiculous. We ought to be able to say what we want to say within the bounds of the law, of course, in this country. And the idea that these corporations would decide what we can't say and can't say and who can speak and can't speak, it's crazy.
It's been 4 months since Donald Trump has been able to post anything on Facebook after the social media giant banned the former president in the aftermath of the January 6th attacks on the U.S. Capitol. Still to come this Tuesday, lifting COVID restrictions in Pennsylvania. Sheldon Silver out of prison. And local baseball back in action.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Keep an eye on the sky for a stray thunderstorm this evening. There'll be a few out there as a relatively humid and unstable air mass was acted upon by a little bit of sun today. A cool front will cross the area, bringing in cooler air and showers as we head into the overnight and tomorrow. Drier air spells a return to sunnier skies for many of us, but with continued cool air on Thursday. So the call for tonight, watch for a couple of scattered evening thunderstorms. And otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy overnight into tomorrow with some showers. Low temperatures tonight dropping toward 50, and we're in the 50s and low 60s tomorrow. Thursday's dry, cool, with a sun-cloud mix, and high temperatures in the 50s to near 60.
All right, Kevin Williams, checking the stories making news where you live in New York and Pennsylvania. Tuesday, May 4th, one day after New York announced the easing of COVID restrictions, Pennsylvania has followed suit. Today, the Wolf administration said pandemic-related restrictions will be lifted in the Commonwealth on Memorial Day. That's Monday, May 31st. Governor Wolf says masking restrictions will stay in place until 70% of the Keystone State is vaccinated. But all other restrictions will be lifted in Pennsylvania on Memorial Day. Local businesses say lifting capacity restrictions in New York won't make any difference unless the state eases that social distancing rule.
Our capacity is increased at all because of the 6-foot rule.
Jason Hall at the Sportsman's Tavern in Buffalo says social distancing is costing him money.
You're not making any money in any business when you're operating at 27%.
Governor Cuomo says the capacity limits will be lifted on May 19th, but businesses must maintain that 6-foot COVID bubble. Paul Santora runs a pizza shop in Western New York.
In order to increase capacity for us, we would have to spend a substantial amount of money.
And that's money Santora says he doesn't have.
Anybody could assume that keeping a table or a guest 6 feet apart and increasing capacity helps. It really does not. I mean, it doesn't do anything for us unless you're willing to spend the money. And I don't think anybody at this point in time has the money to spend.
Santora says social distancing requirements make full capacity next to impossible in New York. Movie production crews have returned to Western New York.
We paused cautiously the past year, but we're really back now.
Tim Clark at the Buffalo Niagara Film Commission says several major motion pictures now filming in and around the Queen City.
Paramount Pictures is in town and shooting a movie. They'll be shooting in a variety of locations, and then they wrap up.
Clark says Western New York will be featured prominently in a number of Hollywood flicks over the next several years as Tinseltown starts to emerge from the shadows of COVID-19. Former New York Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver has been released from a federal prison on furlough while he awaits potential placement to home confinement. Here's Family Life's Tracy Lynn.
Bill, the 77-year-old started serving his 6-year sentence last August after years of fending off prison in a corruption case. Sheldon Silver was ousted as speaker back in 2015 and convicted later that year. Appeals, though, kept him out of jail. He's expected to be released from federal custody in 2026. Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.
Thank you, Tracy. Today, Rochester, New York Mayor Lovely Warren announced a new community-based plan to cut down on all the violence in the Flower City.
I'm asking you all to join with us as we try to undo the damage that is being done across our community as it pertains to violence.
Mayor Warren says the COVID-19 pandemic has created a lack of connection between people, which is helping fuel the violence in Rochester. The mayor says the newly created Office of Neighborhood Safety will hopefully change all that.
I believe through a coordinated effort, we'll be able to impact and save more lives.
Since the start of the year, 22 homicides have happened in Rochester. Officials say 13 students have also been injured in gun-related incidents the past few months. Western Pennsylvania Congressman Mike Kelly at the southern border. He's touring a detention center in McAllen, Texas.
I want to see from that standpoint those children being filtered in, being brought into the United States.
Kelly says the Biden administration has dropped the ball at the border, and Erie, Pennsylvania is paying for it. Says that city now housing over 100 migrant kids. Professional baseball returns to our listening area tonight for the first time in nearly 2 years. The Syracuse Mets open the season at home against Scranton Wilkes-Barre. Pitcher Corey Oswalt.
Some guys haven't played since 2019. Everybody's fired up.
We were excited to get on the field yesterday and take batting practice. Most of these guys haven't played in a real game since 2019. This is what we've done since we've been 10, 12 years old. We're baseball people.
That's skipper Chad Kruder. The Mets AA franchise, the Binghamton Rumble Ponies, start their season tonight in Akron, Ohio. Here's infielder Carlos Cortez.
I think everyone is just extremely excited just to be back, you know, with your boys. Like, that's the biggest thing is, like, we're all together and just, like, playing and, you know, competing. I think that's a big thing. You haven't really been able to compete for the past year and a half. have.
Opening day for the Rumble Ponies at NYSEG Field in Binghamton 1 week from today. Also in action today, the Erie Sea Wolves. They're in Reading, PA. The AA affiliate for the Detroit Tigers will open their season at UPMC Park in Erie next Tuesday. Time now for your market report brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
Stocks taking some losses today as large technology companies drag down the market, adding to increased volatility. The dollar, though, strengthening after the Treasury Secretary indicated that interest rates may rise modestly to prevent economic overheating. The Dow is up 22 points, the Nasdaq losing 262, and the S&P 500 down 28. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Here's our host, Rob West, with a MoneyWise Minute.
The Lord can use a difficult situation in your life as an avenue to bring you great blessings. That sounds counterintuitive, but take, for example, the situation of losing your job. What good could come of that? Well, for one thing, it'll probably help your prayer life. We tend to get much more serious about prayer when we're desperate. For another thing, a job loss may, if a husband and wife are both humble and supportive, bring a couple closer together. Going through adversity with someone tends to deepen a relationship. No one wants trouble. But if and when it happens, ask God to use it to bless you in ways that make you a better and more mature follower of Jesus. That's just the sort of prayer He delights to answer.
And you can learn more about trusting God and becoming a wise money manager when you contact us online, moneywise.org, moneywise.org.
12 minutes past the hour, sunny time. Drive Home Sports.
Thank you, Bill. Wizards guard Russell Westbrook continues to put on his show. He tied the NBA record for the most assists in a triple-double in last night's 154-141 win against Indiana. He finished with 14 points, 24 assists, and 21 rebounds. It's his league-leading 32nd triple-double this season, 178th of his career. He's just three short of Oscar Robertson's all-time record, and there's still seven games remaining in this regular season. Carmelo Anthony moving into a league company. The Trailblazers forward moved to 10th on the all-time scoring list after scoring 14 in last night's loss to Atlanta. He passed Elvin Hayes. Melo sits at 27,318 career points. And Amazon Prime Video will soon be the exclusive home of Thursday Night Football. The NFL says it will start in 2022. That means this season will be the final one. Thursday Night games will be featured on Fox. For Family Life, I'm Sonny Dolphiet.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Keep an eye on the sky for a stray thunderstorm this evening. There'll be a few out there as a relatively humid and unstable air mass was acted upon by a little bit of sun today. A cool front will cross the area, bringing in cooler air and showers as we head into the overnight and tomorrow. Drier air spells a return to sunnier skies for many of us, but with continued cool air on Thursday. So the call for tonight, watch for a couple of scattered evening thunderstorms. And otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy overnight into tomorrow with some showers. Low temperatures tonight dropping toward 50, and we're in the 50s and low 60s tomorrow. Thursday's dry, cool, with a sun-cloud mix, and high temperatures in the 50s to near 60.
All righty, Kevin Williams, getting it done at the Weather Center tonight. We appreciate it. Finally at 5, the D.C. Dancing Band.
Now I gotta cut loose.
The mayor of Washington, D.C. has banned dancing at weddings. Muriel Bowser says it's just not safe in the age of COVID. It comes as the spring wedding season kicks off. And as you might expect, it's blindsided a lot of couples who are ready to tie the knot. D.C. isn't the only place, though, that's evacuated the dance floor. Illinois and Michigan have also imposed similar dance bans. Where's Kevin Bacon when you need him? That's the world we live in this Tuesday. As always, thanks for coming along. I'm Bill Price, Family Life News.
The 5 O'Clock Report was brought to you in part by the House Connect family and Crickler Vending, with offices in Lancaster, Horseheads, and Rochester, New York. They provide vending services with food options made daily for offices and break rooms. The phone number is 888-284-6302.